This graphic audio title features both parts of the Forest Kingdom Saga 2, Blood and Honor, by Simon R. Green, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind, audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic audio presents Simon R. Green's Forest Kingdom Saga, Blood and Honor. Narrated by Terence Aselford, with performances by David Coyne, Andy Clements, Richard Rowan, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nanette Savard, Michael John Casey, Katie Foster, Peter Stray, Eric Messner, James Konacek, Michael Glenn, Danny Gavigan, Scott McCormick, Christopher Graybill, Yasmin Toison, Tim Getman, Colleen Delaney, and Mort Shelby. Blood and Honor, Part 1.
Prince, your reign of terror ends now. Behold the rainbow sword. Be gone, foul demon. You are defeated. Now do us all a favor and never return again. Yes. It is done! And thus did the demons of the Darkwood fall before me, in the darkest hour of the Forest Kingdom. In that faraway land, I stood shoulder to shoulder with the noble King John and his heroic sons, Harold and Rupert, and the forces of darkness could not stand against us. The long night ended. The demon hordes were thrown down and destroyed, and the Forest Kingdom was saved. That was the way it had to be. For is it not written that evil cannot prevail against good, and that darkness shall always give way to the light? And that, my friends, is the true history of the great and wondrous High Warlock and his part in the destruction of the Darkwood. A tale of adventure and intrigue, honor and treachery, and the inevitable triumph of good over evil. My honored friends, the performance is at an end.
Smoke billowed up around the man and then drifted away to reveal the actor standing alone in the middle of the crude wooden stage, dressed once again in his simple, everyday clothes. The great Jordan smiled and bowed graciously, but all too quickly his audience began to drift away, and only a few of them paused to drop a coin in his offerings bowl. Jordan waited until the last of his audience had left, and then he sat down on the edge of his stage and began wiping the makeup off his face with a piece of dirty rag. Without the carefully placed shadings and highlights, his face looked younger and softer and nowhere near as forbidding. His shoulders slumped wearily as the tiredness of the day caught up with him, and the air of mystery and command that had surrounded him on stage vanished like the illusion it was. The sword he'd used in his act poked him unmercifully in the ribs, and he pulled it out of the concealed sheath under his clothing. Seen up close, it was battered and nicked and not at all impressive. It was just a sword that had seen too much service in its time. Jordan shivered suddenly. Nights were falling earlier as the summer gave way to autumn, and the rising wind had a cold edge. He glanced across at the smoldering demon, but the roughly carved prop had pretty much burned itself out. He'd have to do some more work on the demon. It still looked all right from a distance, but the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?